Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Yes, Howard Menger, he was once named the Jerzy Adamski because the alleged aliens he allegedly met up with, all this alleged conversation, were similar to the ones that Adamski met up with, Bob.
Yeah, well, I never met Howard Menger. I remember, of course, he was a regular on the Long John show. You know, there was no Skype in those days. If you went on the when you went on the Long John Neville show, who was the precursor of Coast to Coast and all of the Latter-day Saints of the paranormal, that was New York City. You know, in Highbridge, New Jersey, was a pretty good trek from to New York. You had to make a major effort to go there, and yet he appeared a number of times. In fact, I have a CD-ROM here that somebody sent me. Can't think of who it was, who sent me dozens and dozens of old Long John shows, and Howard Menger was there. Howard Menger, if I recall, was a commercial sign painter. And Mark, I think you were making the point that he had conventions there at one point, didn't he?
Right, and he would invite people from all over to. It was a convention. They weren't really going to see any aliens or anything. It was just like a convergence of people with like minds that wanted to discover it and talk about it.
Well, a few moments ago in the last segment, we were talking about abandoned mines and weird noises and lights and so on. I remember going back to that story I was telling about my father brought me to the mines, you know, just for fun. You know, went there once on a Sunday. He was a great hiker and a woodsman, and he knew the area very well. I remember there was a railroad line. I think it was a spur of the Lackawanna Railroad that went through there that was abandoned. And this brings to mind stories, which I've heard, about ghost trains and ghost railroads in New Jersey. Have you got one or two juicy stories for us, Mark?
A lot of people hear trains coming down the tracks that aren't there. And, of course, you must have heard about the legend of the Hooker Man. Is that correct? You've heard that?
I have not heard it. We're all ears.
You see this ghostly light appear above the tracks. And it's kind of like the Marfa lights. It's kind of like all those other like Brown Hill lights where you see this light, but you can never really connect with it. And, you know, the legend is, a train conductor lost his arm and he's carrying a lantern trying to find his lost arm along the railroad track. We actually have photos of these lights, and they're kind of really weird. A lot of people believe it has to do with some kind of magnetic activity in the ground and the tracks themselves that produce these weird, dull balls of light above the tracks.
And where is, what part of the state is it?
Well, this one is in Flanders. It's called the Flanders Hookerman Tracks.
And that's North Jersey.
Yes. These things appear a lot. That's why I'm saying it has to be some kind of explanation of this, because these lights appear above a lot of railroad tracks, and I think it's like something with the rocks underneath the train tracks are magnetic, and they create, when the conditions are right, they create this kind of like ball lightning that travels up and down the tracks, which is probably even scarier than actually seeing a ghost.
But that doesn't explain the sound of trains. What would account for that, except a supernatural explanation?
Well, it would have to be supernatural, I guess, right?
Right. That's the thing. Speaking of trains, this is not particularly supernatural or paranormal, but again, weird New Jersey. We go back to that, to the Delaware River, which separates New Jersey and Pennsylvania. There's the famous Delaware Water Gap, which is where two mountains come together. There's like a valley there, a gap, in other words, and the Delaware River comes. It starts from there, actually, and then goes through. There was a railroad line. It still exists. It's still active. The Lackawanna Railroad. It's the Delaware spur or branch of the Lackawanna Railroad.
Yeah.
And there was a... at least one, maybe even two, train accidents there, derailments. And apparently the locomotive or some of the cars are still lying in the river there, just south of the water gap.
Well, it was probably easier to leave them in the river than, to take them, drag them out.
Yeah.
There was one very famous, thing that happened in Hackettstown up there in Rockport, and they called it the Hackettstown Death Train, which happened in 1925. And for some reason, it was a rock slide or something, and it derailed all these trains, and there was hundreds of people dead, and they still couldn't account for all the bodies.
Wow. I remember that there was also a train wreck on... am I right? The Pulaski Skyway, is that a railroad bridge, or there's another, or is there another railroad bridge close to there, going across Newark Bay?
Yes, all kind of connected.
Yeah, yeah. You know the accident I'm thinking of. The train went down, and there was quite a bit of loss of life.
Right. Is that the one where it was some kind of lottery number came out, and everybody played it and won? I can't remember the whole story.
I don't either.
Number of the train, and I guess I didn't know they had like a lottery in the 1950s, but for some reason that number came up somewhere.
Speaking of the Pulaski Skyway, for those who are not from New Jersey, and I think most of the audience probably is not, this is a worldwide broadcast, so we have to bear that in mind. The Pulaski Skyway is a rather unattractive but very practical bridge span across Newark Bay, which is very important. And I remember reading in Weird New Jersey that there is a belief or a theory, I don't know how much proof there is, maybe you can enlighten us, that the notorious Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared many, many years ago, never to be seen or heard of again, fell in with the mafia or fell out with the mafia, the former head of the Teamsters Union, may be buried somewhere in that area. What do you know about that?
Yeah, supposedly he is, well, maybe parts of him are buried in the Meadowlands somewhere over there. We're not really sure. Some people say he's buried at one of the goalposts at the MetLife Stadium where it used to be Brendan Byrne Stadium, whatever. Supposedly, I think Jimmy Hoffa might be in a few different places in New Jersey. Although, we'll never know that. But
unfortunately, Geraldo Rivera doesn't know either.
I'm sure he's not the only mobster buried in New Jersey somewhere.
What I was saying is, unfortunately, Geraldo Rivera didn't know either.
Yeah.
Well, I have to, as a Jerseyan, we all know this. I think of The Sopranos. They brought this out in the series. But, you know, people talk about the New York Mafia, and they say it's all centered around Little Italy and downtown New York, you know, Mulberry Street and all of this. Not true at all. In fact, I don't want to go into details, but journalistically I had contacts. I'm not part of the mafia, but I had contacts with the mafia. And they all tell me, the little soldati, you know, the guys who, the soldiers, they've told me that the real seat of the New York Mafia is New Jersey. And just around sort of our part of the world, Mark.
Yes.
You know.
I remember
seeing one of the Sopranos. We didn't have them over here. They were only sporadic. But I remember one of them, and you'll smile. You know exactly what I'm talking about and where I'm talking about.
Before you find out what Bob is talking about, we've got to do this pause. The pause that refreshes. with Mark, Gene, and Bob. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I once lived in an apartment complex in Little Neck, New York, that I thought was owned by a family with certain ties. Go on, Bob.
You know, it's a lot of white glove mafia business. You know, they're not, they don't play dirty like they did in Al Capone's area. They're business people now, you know. But anyway, in one of the episodes of The Sopranos, I smiled to myself because it was around Caldwell and Saddle Brook and Lodi. And you know exactly where all these places are, Mark. And they showed in the background the transmitting tower, the antenna of WABC New York 770, which I could see from Hawthorne. You know, you could see the red warning lights on top of the antenna. That is the real heart of the New York Mafia. It's in New Jersey. If I look back to the kids in my class, I mean, look at me. I've got an Italian name. At least 80% of all the kids I went to school with had Italian names, and they were all from southern Italy. Little Italy is not in New York. It's in New Jersey, northern New Jersey. You know what I mean, Mark. You're a native.
I think you're right, Bob. I mean, you know, we were only across the river, and sometimes New York was too hot of a spot to hang out in, so everybody came to New Jersey to hang out.
Yeah. You know, they had friends in high places in New Jersey, and one hand washed the other and everything else. By the way, I got to ask you something. In one of the shows I talked about earlier in the show, when I say the show, I mean, I'm talking about Coffee Klatch, my old show from the 60s. I talked about earlier in the Paracast with Ivan Sanderson. I had the amazing Randy as one of the panelists there, one of the members of the discussion, and he talked about something that I'd never heard of before. He talked about the Dutch copper mines, and from the way he was talking, it must have been somewhere in Warren County, the northwestern part of the state, the tri-state area where Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York come together. And apparently, in the 1700s, the Dutch settlers, and we had a lot of Dutch in New Jersey, as you know, they had copper mines. There's copper in New Jersey, and they built some kind of a railroad to transport the copper ore down to a lower altitude. I don't know from where to where. That I don't know. I'd have to listen to the show again, so I'm not really equipped to tell you with authority. But they were mining the ore, put it in some kind of a car, you know, a railroad car, and then sent it down, and gravity would pull it down to wherever it was going. They had a brakeman on board or something. Have you heard that story, Mark?
No, I haven't. I always thought the Dutch were mining copper in the Hudson County, Bergen County area. I know specifically in North Arlington, the Dutch built a lot of copper mines there, dug out a lot of copper mines. And one time, one of these sinkholes opened up, and I believe they put in some old, I want to say a locomotive engine into the sinkhole and buried it in the ground. And a lot of times these days, if you live in North Arlington, you run the risk of having a sinkhole in your backyard. One street, the whole street just went down into a big hole.
Wow. In the same vein, Mark, there is a story which is really, literally, and figuratively very close to me, to my heart. And let's go to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, where I grew up. I grew up in Hawthorne and Franklin Lakes. There is a main thoroughfare there called Route 208. That was built, I think, back in the 60s or the late 50s or 60s. And it's a very important route. It brought people out from the New York area all the way out to Franklin Lakes, Wyckoff, Oakland, and beyond. It terminates in Oakland. And I was reading something which I can identify with, but I had no knowledge of myself. The so-called Gravity Road. And this is a ramp, and I know it. If I understood your story correctly, I used to use it regularly because I lived We lived at Tanglewood Court, just off Ewing Avenue, E-W-I-N-G, Ewing Avenue. And there's a ramp on Route 208 that leads the Ewing Avenue ramp. And the weird thing is, cars roll up the ramp without any power. You got to tell us that story.
Yes, that's a very well-known gravity road in New Jersey. Now, there's a lot of, you know, legends. Some people say, oh, there's a very tragic bus accident at the end, and the school children pushed the car back up the hill to stay away from the accident. That's not really what it is. I mean, I don't want to burst your bubble, but it's actually an optical illusion. And believe me, do not try it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're from New Jersey, do not try this. Because we tried it once, and we got a $125 moving violation fine because it's illegal to back up an off-ramp in New Jersey. Okay?
So you found out the hard way.
Yes.
But what is the phenomenon, Mark? How does it work?
Well, you have the illusion that you put your car in neutral and you back up the hill, but it really is... It is an optical illusion, and we have a few of these in New Jersey. There's there's something in Homedale called Thrill Hill, which does the same effect. And there's some place in Titusville that it does the same effect. Your car backs up. But it's nothing supernatural, but it's, as we feature in Weird New Jersey, there's places you can go to get a thrill, but it's just what it is.
Let's change the venue again, and let's go down south to the shore area again. Let's go to Asbury Park, the old boardwalk. Now, for those who do not know, New Jersey is one coastline. All the way from the whole state is on water, either the Hudson River or the Atlantic Ocean.
Peninsula.
Yeah, really, that's what it is. Absolutely right. And as we said a long time ago, you know, we Jerseyans, we don't go to the beach. We go down the shore. And you go down the shore to Asbury Park. And I remember we used to go as kids to Asbury Park. It was maybe about 45 minutes, maybe an hour from Hawthorne. We would go down there. I had an uncle and an aunt who lived in Red Bank, which was close by. And it was a real respectable boardwalk.
We'll bring back the memories of Asbury Park, New Jersey, where I have not been in probably 60 years. Bob, Gene, Mark. Mark, of course, is with Weird New Jersey, weirdnj.com. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin he would be making a serious mistake if he invaded Ukraine. And Kamala Harris said the eyes of the world are on the Belarus border as the Biden administration waded into the chaos in Eastern Europe.
On the issue of Belarus, and what is happening at the border with Poland. We are very concerned about that and closely paying attention to it.
And President Joe Biden issued his own expression of concern as he left the White House for Camp David on Friday. Hackers compromised an external email system of the FBI. Spam House Project, a watchdog group tracking spam and similar cyber threats, announced Saturday. The messages came from a legitimate email address, with Spam House saying that these emails are fake. This is USA Radio News. Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin on Saturday called for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal.
The mainstream media is part of this. They cover these issues, and then they go right back to having Republicans on talk shows, asking them about other issues, allowing them to air their phony grievances, rather than grilling them incessantly about why they tolerate this behavior. This is fascistic behavior. This is what fascist regimes do.
Rubin attacked President Trump with lies and lashed out at Republican Representatives Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. The Medicare Part B standard monthly premium will rise by nearly $22 to $170.10 next year, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, Asbury Park. Tell us more about Zanotti.
Okay, well, Asbury Park, I mean, that's where Bruce Springsteen, that was his old stomping ground. He wasn't from Asbury Park. I forget where he was from, but close by.
Freehold.
Freehold, right. Absolutely. It's just in the neighborhood. What was it, the pony? It's called the Iron Pony, or what is it called, that bar down there?
I think it was called the Stone Pony.
Stone Pony, the stone. I knew it was something hard. Apparently, he still goes down there every once in a while. He's a turncoat, you know. He sings about New Jersey. He's New Jersey. He's Mr. New Jersey through and through, but he lives in Los Angeles, you know. But he occasionally, when he's in town, apparently he still goes to the Stone Pony where he used to have gigs. And picks up a guitar and just spontaneously puts on a show. But there, it used to be a real boardwalk, which when I was there last time was gone. It was in ruins.
Right. Asbury Park is slowly coming back. I mean, you can't probably even afford a house in Asbury Park right now. 20, 25 years ago, it was pretty much a ghost town. I mean, it was dilapidated. All that. Buildings were falling down. So it's really has come back in the last 25 years, and now it's almost prime real estate again. So it's coming back to like what it used to be.
But there's no boardwalk, and there are no concessions, and
there are a few, but not a lot.
Not a lot. But the one thing that I wanted to bring up, and you have it. In weird New Jersey, and I always thought it was weird myself and wondered about it, a figure that you call Tilly. When I was down there, maybe about 15 years ago, I trekked down there, just sentimental journey, and the place was in ruins, as you say. It was absolutely derelict. the concessions, stuff was lying there, equipment was lying around, but there was one weird face, uncanny, almost spooky face. And you call it Tilly. Tell us the story of Tilly.
It was on the side of the Palace of Musings, which was torn down. And actually the town of Airsbury took that face off the concrete and preserved it. They actually put it in the local dump for a couple of years, but now they're going to preserve it. The face was painted by a man named Leslie Thomas around 1950. And it was modeled after the old steeplechase in Coney Island. And then that had kind of a same, like, kind of Cheshire cat grinning face to it. And they named it Tilly after the George Tilio, who ran the steeplechase in Coney Island. So it's like a
homage. Coney Island, New York, in Brooklyn.
Like a homage to the man that ran the steeplechase.
So there's nothing supernatural about it.
Well, it's a very iconic symbol for New Jersey. Unfortunately, it was never copyrighted, so people use it left and right.
Yeah. I'd like to go to southern New Jersey. We cannot talk about weird New Jersey without talking about the Jersey Devil. Now, to paint the scene, the background to this, as you go down, for example, on the Garden State Parkway, as you go down towards South Jersey, you get through a very barren area, and it's called the Pine Barrens. And there, allegedly, is the home of the Jersey Devil. Now, a lot of stories about the Jersey Devil. What is the Jersey Devil, and what are some of the stories that you've heard, Mark?
Well, supposedly the Jersey Devil, and this was around, you know, the 1700s, it was the 13th child of a family called Leeds. And Mother Leeds cursed this child, and supposedly when it was born, it was born with a horse head and wings, and it went up out the chimney, and then it scrambled into the Pine Barrens. Odd thing about the Jersey Devil is, it always seems to make itself known whenever there's a catastrophe about to happen. And it's been proven over the years that every time somebody sees this weird thing in the woods, and believe me, people have seen strange things in the Pine Barrens. You have thousands and thousands of acres of nothing but sand and scrub pines. And it gets very dark down there at night, and it's very lonely. People see a lot of strange things, and we've had hundreds of stories of eyewitness accounts saying, this is something I saw that I cannot explain. From something, you know, hanging in a tree, from something flying off the side of the road. It's just part of the New Jersey folklore, which may actually be some kind of cryptid that we just don't really know what it is.
Is anybody doing any research into it or any serious investigations?
Well, there's a lot of, like, Bigfoot investigations now in the Pine Barrens. You got to remember, like, New Jersey has a few pronounced, very, centralized cryptids. And one is the Jersey Devil in the Pine Barrens. And the other one is the Big Red Eye, which is like a Bigfoot creature, which is up in the northern New Jersey, Sussex County area. And then in the middle, there's this other thing that people have been seeing. It's almost like a mantis man. It's like this 7-foot-tall praying mantis that people have been seeing. So it's, for a little state, we got a lot of like stuff going on here that we can't explain.
Well, I dare say. As far as when we were talking about the Jersey Devil, it reminds me, it sounds so similar to the Mothman stories, appearing before a disaster. I see a connection there somehow.
I know, and it's just very, it's, I mean, if you ever want to take a trip, you go to the Pine Barrens and you camp out for the night, then you can tell me how you feel the next morning, because there's just something about the Pine Barrens that is, it hasn't changed in hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, hardly anybody lives there. I mean, nobody really lives there except, they're called the Pineys, but they kind of live on the outskirts, not in the midsection.
Well, the Pine Barrens are actually legally protected, aren't they?
Yes, and actually it has the largest underground freshwater available anywhere on the East Coast, and that's why it's protected, because of the water underneath it.
You know, I have to tell a family story. There's nothing necessarily paranormal or supernatural or anything about it, but a lot of weird stuff in New Jersey. My grandfather, my grandparents used to have a bungalow up at Schwartzwood Lake, which I mentioned before, outside Newton. Beautiful area. It's just, I've been back there. It never changes. It's just so beautiful and quiet and peaceful. But I remember years back in the 50s when the family was sort of all pitching in and building the house. We did a lot of it ourselves, and there was a porch that was being built and a little bit of a cellar underneath. And I remember it. I was there. I watched it. You know, they were digging down into the limestone. Everything was limestone there. And my father was holding some kind of a crowbar or something, or some kind of a long rod or something. And he practically lost it, because apparently there was a cave underneath.
Before we figure out about that cave and Bob Zanotti's father, and he's not going to come back on the show tonight, by the way. I was thinking we could resurrect Jim Mosley or something, and other people we know who would live in New Jersey, but that's not going to happen. We have Mark, we have Gene, we have Bob. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have one more segment with Mark Skirman of Weird New Jersey Magazine, where you just never run out of stories about Weird New Jersey, which is why he's kept that magazine running for so many years.
Well, the story was my father and a bunch of the guys, you know, my uncles and everything, they were building this little cave, you could call it, or a cellar is the word, underneath the porch. And my father almost lost a crowbar. It was just hollow underneath. That stuck with me because, you know, there's nothing unusual about a cave, but it made me think with my imagination. I wonder if you have heard of any theories or stories about a portal to the inner earth in New Jersey. And we go back maybe to the Darrows again, the underground Darrows.
We were contacted by this man. His name was Dr. Beard, and he wanted to show us a portal to the inner earth, and that was in Toms River, New Jersey. And he wanted to show us this portal to the inner earth, and he claimed it was in Toms River. We went down to interview him. He did a very good interview, but he couldn't quite find the portal. So we never really found the portal to the inner earth.
Well, why did he believe it was there in the first place? I mean, what proof did he have?
I think his father went with one of those explorers to the North Pole and where they found the inner earth up there. Was it Byrd, one of those explorers?
Oh, you mean Admiral Byrd, where he flew to the hole at the pole and found the inner earth. But that, right, to me read like the old Edgar Rice Burroughs novels about Pellucidar, where they take a balloon and they go past the edge into the inner earth, where they have the great central sun and all that stuff.
Shambhala, right?
Yeah, right.
As we go around the state, Mark, you know, New Jersey's not a big place. I mean, what is it? 8 million people live there? Yeah. And it's not a really a big place. But it seems to me that there is a concentration of weirdness and strangeness in the state. And you did touch on this earlier on, but just let's go back there. I mean, what are your personal theories about why there are so many strange things in our home state?
Well, I think it's because it's concentrated, but it's not. It's, you got the mountains, you got the pinings, you got the shore, you got a lot of history here. And with a lot of history comes a lot of strange things. So, yeah, I think out of all 50 states, and, you know, we've did about 36 or so weird state books, we obviously have to say that New Jersey is the weirdest state. At least we put out 57 issues so far called Weird New Jersey, and it's about our travels. And, you know, we couldn't put out a weird Arizona book because we don't live in Arizona, but we live in New Jersey. And we could travel anywhere within 3 hours and be back home for dinner at the same time. So it's what we do here. It's what we do with the magazine.
Let's, now, just to mention, in case people are wondering, the latest population estimate is that New Jersey has 9.28 million people.
Wow. Wow. When I was a kid, it was 6 million.
That's right, and the others left and came back.
Yeah, right?
You know, that's the funny thing about New Jersey. I think we New Jerseyans are very loyal to our state. I must say, I'm not, you know, terribly patriotic or anything, but I can honestly say I've lived most of my life in Switzerland, as a caveat, but I'm very proud to say I'm from New Jersey. I love my home state. It's a beautiful state, and I resent the bad, you know, remarks that people make, the insulting remarks about New Jersey, you know, oh, you live in New Jersey, what exit on the turnpike, and this sort of thing.
The armpit between Philadelphia and New York City, right?
Yeah, yeah. And people who say those things don't know the state at all.
Yeah, you know, they don't realize the history of the state. They don't realize all the inventions that came out of New Jersey. It's like
Tom Edison. Look, I mean, Edison, New Jersey.
Well, I lived in Edison for several years, but part of the problem is people remember taking the New Jersey Turnpike and passing the oil refineries.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, it's a dirty state because of this small area.
Once you pass through, like, Newark Airport and the Pulaski Skyway, you see the refineries, you see the worst of New Jersey. You got to travel out. You got to just travel out.
That's the point exactly the point I was trying to make. You know, there is an ugly side of New Jersey, and that is along, you know, close to New York, Bayonne, the refineries, the home of Esso and all of this, Standard Oil. I mean, a heavily industrialized area, chemical production and all of that. But as soon as you get out of the New York metropolitan area, well, maybe not the metropolitan area, but the immediate area of the Hudson River in New York, suddenly it's called the Garden State. It really is. It's beautiful. You go to northwestern New Jersey, you're going back a couple of hundred years. The beautiful houses, you think you're back 100 years in history. The life, the pace of life is slow. There's folklore. People are still friendly. They talk to each other. It's like the grand old days, and they haven't changed as soon as you get out of the industrial area along the Hudson River.
You're not being paid by the New Jersey travel people, are you, Bob?
Well, they should pay me because I'm telling it sincerely, you know. They want to hire
Send them a bill.
Send them a bill. No, I'm being honestly sincere. I haven't been back for quite some time to the States, but when I go, I do a sentimental journey. I go through Hawthorne. I go to Lake Apatcong, which is absolutely beautiful. In fact, we can get on that for a moment, Mark, because there apparently is some kind of a monster about Lake Apatcong.
Well, with the magazine, we embrace the state's weirdness. We enjoy... We're not your travel guide to go see where George Washington slept. We are your travel guide to see the unique parts of New Jersey, the abandonment, the history, the weirdness, and it's just, That's what the magazine embraces. And we've been doing it for like 28 years now. And people really seem to enjoy it. We can't figure out why.
Well, of course, you should just bask in its success. Where do we find more information?
I would just say just go to weirdnj.com and take it from there. We answer all emails. We answer, you know, any of your questions as best as we can. You got to remember, we've been doing this for many, many years. And a lot of people say, well, what's the weirdest place you've ever been to? And it's like, it's really hard to answer because it's like, you don't know. Like, the weirdest place you're going to be to is the next adventure you go on. So people think we're holding in a big secret that they want to go see, but we're not telling them. But we're really not. We just put it out there every 6 months and let people go wherever they want.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also check us out on Facebook, where we have a couple of Paracast communities, groups, whatever the heck they call them over there. We have branded merchandise for the Paracast with different logos. Go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. But we also have the Paracast Plus, which is a special version of the show, free of the network ads, better quality audio, and we also give you the After the Paracast podcast, where Bob and I have some fascinating things to talk about, maybe a bit more about New Jersey. Think about that. For more information about the Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus. And if you use the coupon code UFO20, that's UFO20, we give you 20% off for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Mark Skirman, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Mark, it was a great pleasure. Great to talk to you about our love for our home state.
Well, maybe I'll see you in New Jersey one of these days, fellas.
I'll take you to my favorite Italian restaurant in Hawthorne.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.